Thank you, Lord. Well, I just ask that the Lord bless this message today to what he has, and I stress the he, because it's certainly not me. I tried to hand this off, but it didn't come through, so Lord had another plan. I've been struggling this past week, maybe the past couple of weeks, as Christmas gets closer. This time of year, instead of filling me with joy, everything seems to be a burden. And sometimes I look at other people who are just so happy and joyful, and they're out buying their presents and doing this and that. And I think it's the whole concept. And I just read a book, thanks to my sister Dee, about skipping Christmas. And I thought, this would be awesome. let's just skip it. But of course, that's something that's inside of me that would like to do that. Yeah, I do believe that there are other people out there that have that same feeling. So I was asking the Lord, why is this? And it seems to happen every year. It seems to come same time. I know there's a root of something inside of me that is causing that feeling to rise up. And I've probably definitely not been the nicest person to be around the past couple of days, as my husband would probably confirm, but he's nice and he won't say it, but I know it's the reality. So I got quiet with the Lord, and he said it's the expectations of what has been in the past, and instead of it being something positive now, in my mind, I'm going to past expectations that have not been fulfilled. Now, Gail had mentioned that in the book that Doug has out, In Earth as in Heaven, there was a chapter on expectancy and expectations. So I went to the book, and this is the first paragraph. Expectancy and expectations, two common words, sounding so similar, yet so opposite in effect. We can choose to live in expectancy, or we can choose to live with expectations. The simple choice can determine, to a certain degree, our quality of life. And here it comes. Because at the root of this choice is the issue of control. I said, oh my God. That's just what I said. And I think it was right out loud. It's like, whoo, never really thought of it that way. Certain things are not in our control. But I like what he says about expectancy. Expectancy is an anticipation of possibilities. Expectations are usually specific results looked for based upon our will. So, somewhere inside of me, my will is saying, well, this is going to happen, and that's going to happen, and it's all in the negative. Whereas if I was had the expectancy and put my focus on what the Lord had in store, there would be a whole new outlook for me.
Amen.
Amen. Now I'm going to go through certain things that jumped out in me jumped out to me from the book, and then I got quiet with the Lord, and I'm going to share with you what he was showing me through this. He's got a part in here. Now, this part says, expectations are all about control. Expectancy is all about abandonment. Expectations can be a certain relationship killer. Expectancy is a relationship builder. So I thought that was pretty awesome. And he does explain the differences between what an expectation is and what expectancy is. Now, for me, I don't want to go through that explanation. I would rather have you read it for yourself and see what the Lord tells you about it. But one of the things he did show me and is in here is that expectations are like similar to, say, a cause and effect. So that, say, in the fall, this is what I was seeing. And in the fall, if I've got perennials, I'm going to sprinkle the food to feed them over the winter. And then in the spring, I expect to see the beautiful, you know, rebirth of all the plants. But I think, as far as human beings are concerned, we have a tendency to expect, say, certain things from somebody. If we do this, if we're in control, then what's going to happen is they're going to do that. Well, sometimes they don't do that, because they have their own will. Yeah. So our expectations fall to the ground. So this is what I heard from the Lord after I went through this chapter. If you are a faith-based person, then you must know that I am there for you, whether you see me or not. Some people can't totally miss miracles that are happening around them every day. Now, you saw the miracle and you shared it. Olivia experienced the miracle and you shared it. You are a faith-based people. Some people are not able to see those miracles that the Lord provides. One of our friends had shared about their brother-in-law who had passed. It was a couple of years ago. Went home to the Lord, and he was a Methodist minister. And 3 days before he went home, he came to do his last service at their church. And our friend was sharing that they saw this miracle manifest in front of them. They are faith-based people. What happened was the man was sitting in his chair, and they thought he was just going to sit, and someone else was going to do the service. Well, they actually saw the presence of the Lord come into him. And when he started out, he was like this. Suddenly, he picked up his Bible, and he straightened up. And then he actually got up off of his chair and went to the pulpit, and he shared the good news. And it was 3 days after that he went home to the Lord. And when he was walking out of the service, he couldn't even speak. So the Lord had uplifted him, but the point I'm trying to make is, from what the Lord is trying to tell me, was the fact that the Lord... there are miracles for us happening around us every day if we just open our eyes to that. So we need to be open to the Spirit that is within us. Then I heard this. Daily I am walking beside you, guiding your every move. but if you are not fully aware of my presence, then you become in control, not relying on me or seeing what I can do. Your tongue takes over. And that's kind of what happened to me this week. You know, it was like, I know the Lord's there, but I don't, like with Mary, you know, it's like, I don't know what happens. You know, I just need to be more aware that it's, you know, he's there. He is there. He's the one in control, not me. And there's so many things in my life that I can just let go. And Dee, I want to thank you when you were, I don't know if you could feel the tension in my shoulders. And it was, she came and she put her hands and they were so warm on me, and I could feel that tension just float out. And then I could feel it coming, rising back up. And I think the Lord probably prompted you again to just do the same thing. And then I could just, it was like, wanted to take some of it back, but then the second time around, it just sort of floated right off. So thank you for your obedience in doing that. The other thing I heard was, dependence on me allows you to be independent of your own feelings and words and actions. So if I'm depending on him, I don't have to depend on myself. Faith is what holds us together, you and me. You, me, and him. That's what holds us all together. Having expectancy of what I can do about a situation, meaning him, can do about a situation, relieves any anxiety. There she is. Yay! Placing it totally in my hands, meaning him, releases your, meaning my, control and puts it all on me, meaning him. Because this is a word that came to me from him. I do not expect a perfect performance from you, only that you depend on me to bring about that perfect solution to your situation. So I don't have to be performing perfectly. I could just be me and let him work through me. So at that point I prayed that, and I've always had this certain expectation of failure about myself, that my performance would not be good enough, wouldn't, and all of that is from past experiences where I've been brought down by the enemy. But it is much easier to allow him to take over that part of me. And I pray that he will bring me higher, and I abandon myself to him. Have expectancy of what I will do. Now this is him speaking again. Not what others will do. Placing your expectations on others will fail because they are human with their own agendas and expectations. My agenda is for you. Yes, thank you, Lord. So you don't have to worry about this or that, and whether this will get done or that will get done or whatever. If it is ordained of me, meaning him, it will flourish. If not preordained by me, it will fail. You will not fail. The situation will fail. And then he said, my grace is sufficient for thee. And that's in 2 Corinthians 12:9. And I do want to, would like to read that, because it's from the Amplified, and it's just awesome when you hear it. My grace, my favor and loving kindness and mercy is enough for you, sufficient against any danger, and enables you to bear the trouble manfully. For my strength and power are made perfect, fulfilled, and completed, and show themselves most effective in your weakness. Therefore, I will all the more gladly glory in my weaknesses and infirmities. Now this is Paul speaking, that the strength and power of Christ may rest, yes, may pitch a tent over and dwell upon me. So, my nose is running. There's no Kleenex. Okay. Now my friend, my little angels, thank you. Thank you. One of my friends, Mary Jo, and she came and spoke to us one day and told us about how the Lord has given her many acronyms for different words, and she had watched Joseph Prince this week, and he was talking, it was a rerun, I think, but he was talking about God's grace. And she went to bed after that, and she woke up around 3 o'clock. And this is what he gave her. Grace. God's radical abundance covers all. And what she said he gave her was experiences. But when I was writing it down, I'm hearing expectations. So God's radical abundance covers all expectations. That's his grace. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And that's what I have. Thank you, Lord.